Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
This Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry and Anita from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens a call at 281-833-3333. And we said it's hot. Okay, that's not news. I get it.
Yeah, and that's normal.
Right, it's normal. But we can still do so much.
Yeah.
So surviving and thriving out in this heat, we can do a lot in the garden and the lawn. Mm-hmm. How can I take care of my lawn and garden during this heat? What are some tips?
Well, water the lawn. How much water do you suggest, Sherry? An inch a week for your Augustine?
Yeah, they recommend an inch a week.
And of course, the super seaweed, which you said cools things down.
It does.
It's not that hard to put at the hose end sprayer on the end of your hose. It even has a little latch on it that holds it open.
Right, so you don't have to grasp it.
Yes, you don't have to grasp it, and you just spray everything because everything will benefit. Yeah. Not you don't have to be specific about what you spray it on.
I love that.
It takes the stress off of, it's stressful to be this hot.
Yeah.
And it just takes the stress off the plant, kind of cools the ground, cools the actual plant.
When do you suggest doing it? The morning or the evening?
Morning or the evening.
But not
in the heat of the day. Yeah. And if the only time you could get out there is in the heat of the day, then that's fine. You know, it's better than not doing it.
Yeah.
But you get the more benefit if you do it earlier or later.
Yeah. I usually do it early, but you do it late.
I do it later.
I think it's probably better to do it later, honestly.
Yeah.
Because then they have the whole night to absorb the nutrition.
Yeah, I'm just not a super morning person, so I don't like get up and I like to sit and have my coffee and take my time and think about what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh. Write the list,
right? Yeah. But I like the evening, and then you can kind of get out and see what got stressed out from the heat and kind of localize your spraying and.
Yeah,
extra watering.
Speaking of stressed out from the heat, I got up early. I was out walking with my dogs. Mm-hmm. Even though it was dark, I could see that the American beautyberry still wilted.
Yeah.
Because I don't water the natural. I have a whole. Right. I have at least an acre of natural vegetation.
So even your native plants are like, okay, we need rain.
And last year, all of those American beautyberries defoliated.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is it. They're gone. Nope.
Yeah.
So folks out there, native vegetation, it knows how to
survive
a summer in Texas.
Yeah.
So basically, is it dead or dormant? That's what you're saying. You're saying just hang on.
Yes.
You know, they're gonna get through this.
They will.
Now, I had talked about my project the last week in the mornings. I do my heavy lifting in the morning, early, just to get it over with and move on with my day. So I've been doing the mulch.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why I'm doing mulch in the middle of the summer.
Well, we heard Shelby talking about how it really cools the soil.
Mm-hmm. And keeps it cool.
Yes. And when it gets 100 degrees, I actually stop propagating. I don't even propagate because plant roots won't grow. The plant just is sitting there.
It's like a second dormancy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you put mulch down to keep that soil cool, your plant will continue to function.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree, Sherry?
Yeah. And the mulch is going to help retain some moisture.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll cool.
That's right.
It'll shade. It'll retain moisture, keep weeds out, because I know spurge is seeding like crazy right now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's my husband's most favorite weed in the world because it has that milky substance in it. And then he basically gets poison ivy looking rashes from it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So you want to kind of keep those at bay.
I can see why that's his favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't really like any of them, but that one in particular.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, you mentioned mulch, but there's some things you should avoid when it comes to mulch, right?
Yeah. Dyed mulches.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that when I drive by and I see that bright red mulch.
Yeah.
Or orange. So the dyes are obviously not healthy for your plants and your roots.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we love the mulches that we like. Nature's Way has a great mulch. Landscaper's Pride.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just love those mulches.
Well, a friend of mine showed me a picture. She had planted a bunch of vincas, and every single one of them died. And I looked at it and said, the mulch was real black.
Especially vinca. And that black mulch is real chunky. So is the red mulch. And not only is it antimicrobial because the dye's in it, but it leaches the nitrogen away from your plants, and your little baby plants just starve because the mulch is trying to break down further. So, and then another huge pet peeve when it comes to mulch, rubber mulches. Have you seen those?
And I haven't seen them lately. I'm glad.
Yeah, and people will come in and they'll be like, I saw this at the tire place. They're recycling tires. What is the purpose of mulch, right? So it's to break down and turn into
soil.
Compost.
Compost and soil, right? Mm-hmm. And so we want that to happen. Right. Well, rubber is not going to break down into compost. And it's like, you know, you're recreating the forest floor with the mulch. And then you've kind of stopped that when you put that permanent mulch down. Right. So.
And I love what, Anita, you've said to us before when we've talked about all different, you know, maintaining trees or mulching or something. You've said to me, what does Mother Nature do?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said, Sherry, what is, you know, what do we want
her
it to do?
Her leaves drop and turn into mulch.
Right.
Like
we want it
compost.
To cycle around. It's sort of the nature's bed cycle.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you have a driveway, you'll notice things grow better right at the edge a lot of times because all that organic debris gets blown up against the edge of it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And in fact, my husband and I no longer mow our lawn. We bring somebody in, and that guy just blows the heck out of the driveway and has made these bare spots on either side.
Uh-huh.
Well, I took care of that problem.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I laid dead branches all along there, so when he blows those debris, it'll catch in the branches,
right.
And eventually the soil will come back. But I'm like, don't.
Yes.
Please don't do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That and they blow all your mulch away.
Yes.
Yes,
which is which is why I am remulching right now.
Exactly.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. We are talking all things soil, all things green, all things gardening here on Home Show Garden Pros. We'll return after this.
Because it's been so hot, you may be spending more time with your indoor plants rather than the outdoor. The good news is that MicroLife offers outstanding organic liquid fertilizers for both. MicroLife's orange label, Biomatrix 713, is the go-to liquid for all your indoor plants, providing them complete nutrition without risk of damage. Use just a bit every time you water. And for outside, add MicroLife's Super Seaweed. The leaves and roots absorb the nutrient-rich liquid, immediately giving them an instant healthy boost. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy plants, healthy food, healthy people.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We're back. This is Sherry, and I'm here with Sandy and Anita from Nelson's Water Garden and Nursery. We're here to answer all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. No matter what your question is today, we've got you covered. But first, I'm going to talk about these really amazing pergolas by Structure Outdoor Houston. That's Structure, Structure, with an X. Mm-hmm. They're smart, motorized pergolas. Really high quality, fully automated with louvers that open and close at the top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited about this product. They have designers that'll come in and design an outdoor living space, especially for you, customized for you. But they have weather stations involved with them where the louvers will open and close based on what the weather's doing outside. But they also have an option for screened in. So
that's wonderful. So you can have an outdoor living space.
Totally. Like,
that's great.
Out in the yard, based on your yard and what your needs are. But what's really cool is you can open and close them with a remote control.
Yeah.
But just super high quality. Outdoor comfort has never been so easy.
Yes.
So protect your patio from the sun, rain, and mosquitoes. We've been talking about mosquitoes. but find out more about these at homeshowgardenpros.com. You can go on their website, kind of take a guided tour and see what they've done. Just real high-end, real high-quality product.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So Structure Outdoor Houston with an X.
You got it.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and Anita Nelson is here in the studio taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And Sherry, boy, we've just got a house full of the best of the best, right? Experts. And we mentioned before that we also have a website, homeshowgardenpros.com. And people send in questions and their pictures, and that's a good thing. We always need pictures.
Yeah.
We've got one here that we might as well grab so I can get an answer to this poor Jesse. So Jesse lives in Houston in the 05. I'm not sure what area that is. Over the past 2 weeks, his hydrangeas have gone from beautiful to dying. Mm-hmm. I hear ya. He's attached to pictures, so he really wants to know what to do with these hydrangeas.
Right.
Let's see what the picture looks like. Oh, yeah. We've looked at these hydrangeas.
Mm-hmm.
So I transplanted some hydrangeas that I got in a gift basket, and I put them in the ground. And actually, mine are green. Nothing's blooming. But what should I be doing to them here in July and August?
Well, first of all, I think they might have suffered from the freeze.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're seeing delayed freeze damage, because that's what happened to mine. And it's come back, but it's come back low and slow and no blooms like you, Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, you know, they get the double punch with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
So I would make – and I'd make sure it's shaded.
Yes, mine are shaded. The ones that I've transplanted are shaded. They're green.
Shaded. Mulch, like we discussed earlier, and plenty of water.
Food?
Oh, yeah.
Feeding them?
Yeah, I mean, feed. And that's not what Jesse's issue is in the picture. You know, Anita touched on it with the water.
Yeah.
You know, they go these big swings of water of too wet to too dry. And I think that's what happened. He had tons of yellow leaves. And he did have a little freeze damage that popped up that maybe he needed to cut back past.
Yes.
Okay. But, you know, there is hope for these little guys if you can just get them watered. And
they're pretty tough.
They're pretty tough. Okay. You know, mine in my front yard, for the most of the year, they're in complete shade. But when the sun is real high in the sky, like right now, they're getting about 2 or 3 hours of intense direct sun.
And they're not happy, are they?
And they are very dramatic. Yeah, they're perky in the morning. And midday, they're just like, oh, water me.
They're a teenage girl.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, they fit well in my house. So I have to get the hose out and do a little extra hand watering on them. But, you know, in a few weeks, the sun will be back. Past the house.
It's already started.
Started on its way back into the southern hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
And my hydrangeas will be gorgeous again.
Yeah.
But they're starting to bloom really well. I have the endless summer hydrangeas. And I got big balls on them, like the big bloom.
Nice.
Yes. So I'm super excited about that because I love cutting them and bringing them inside.
Yeah.
But
those are beautiful.
Speaking of the freeze damage, I heard from a customer who's the heat has hit and all of a sudden some of his plants are suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And I think talking to him, I'm pretty sure that it is the double punch.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, we're seeing a lot
listeners
of
out there
delayed freeze damage.
Yes.
Yeah. And people think, oh, but my plants made it. Not just hydrangeas. You're talking everything.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're seeing like a lot of trees. Show some delayed freeze damage where it's like, oh, my tree made it through the freeze.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, it made it, and now there's a huge demand for water. And that cambium layer's just been split or busted, and it can't pull the water up anymore.
For the listeners who live out in Katy, the HEB in Katy, if you drive in there and you look to your left, you will see a line of trees. Every single one of them was damaged by the freeze, and then they're sending up the new growth from
crepe myrtles or?
I think they're elms.
Oh, elms. Okay.
I haven't gotten up close enough.
So they have all the sucker growth coming up at the bottom.
They have the sucker growth coming up, but the tops have all died.
Yep.
Okay, so is that a good thing, the sucker growth? I mean, does that mean?
Well, it's not going to be a tree again.
It won't. Okay.
It would take a while for it to be a tree again.
Yeah, but why not have a multi-trunk tree?
You can have a multi-trunk
tree. I think those are prettier, personally, myself, anyway.
Yeah.
More interesting. I'm not in, I don't like lollipop trees.
Right.
Boring.
Right. Well, you know, speaking of that, next to my raised garden, I get intense sun. I mean, it gets morning and afternoon. I mean, it just really, and it had bothered me when I first got that raised garden up there. So we transplanted a crepe myrtle, which my husband doesn't like crepe myrtles, and we have them all over the yard. I'm like, no, I want to save this one. So he transplanted it. And speaking of bushy, it's not a lollipop. You know, the lawn guy, can I trim? Don't touch my tree. Don't touch trimming anything.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's just fluffy. Uh-huh. I mean, it's big. It covers my fence because I H-A-T-E fences. And it's great, a great shade in the afternoon for that garden. Mm-hmm. You know, it just gives it a little reprieve.
Yeah.
So, you know, anyway, I like the natural looking look.
When my daughter Emma was a little girl, she came running inside. I said, Mom, come outside. So she takes me outside, leads me to the very mature crepe myrtle that I have. And she starts stroking the bark. She says, look at this. Because the bark on crepe myrtles is beautiful.
It's so soft.
It's smooth and it's cinnamon color and it has multicolors in it. And people who murder their crepe myrtles, they don't realize that this left alone, it grows into a beautiful specimen, multi-trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Bark is amazing.
Yeah.
And then it blooms too in the summertime.
And you get extra crepe myrtles, I've found. I have some new ones. And I'm like,
ones.
Okay, go ahead.
Volunteers.
Yes. Volunteers. Thank you. I was like, what is that called? Anyway, that's very fun to watch your garden nurture and grow. Mm-hmm. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens and Sherry, your co-host for Home Show Garden Pros in the studio, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon, online at siennamulch.com.
Keep the fun in your garden, even in the heat. Wear a large hat. Get it before the sun gets high and hydrate yourself, just like your plants and grass. Garden fun means gardening smart with your Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. Okay, there's always a project for the lawn and garden area. So for the lawn, first of all, I found some spots on my lawn that were needing some attention. I mean, hard as a rock. I could literally knock on them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to guide you to best choice lawn aeration, because aerating is something we need to do a couple of times a year. It is healthy and good for your lawn. It's going to aerate, is going to pop up some of that old soil.
Right. Pops the little plugs out.
Pops the plugs out, and it's going to allow air, water, and nutrients to get down in there. Mm-hmm. And best choice lawn, this is all they do, Sherry.
Yeah.
And I love it. We've both met Ricky before.
Yeah. Ricky is a character.
He is. And he's been doing this since 2009.
Yeah.
So he's not, you know, just someone off the street. And this is what he does. Best Choice Lawn is an aeration company. He'll come out, he'll aerate. I mean, there's no way that I'm going to rent that machine to aerate. Right. No way. So he'll aerate, but he'll also do compost or top dressing if you need it.
He does, and he uses leaf mold compost too.
Yes, which we love.
Uh-huh.
So between the aeration and leaf mold compost, I mean, you are going to have a great start to your lawn.
Right. And he's starting to take names for the fall aeration.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so people need to call him.
Yeah.
Get on his list.
Best Choice Lawn Aeration. We just love Ricky. I mean, he's a hard worker and he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has been doing this for a long time. So this is who we use. Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com to find out more, or his number is 713-890-9977, or go to homeshowgardenpros.com for Best Choice Lawn. We just love Ricky. Give him a call. Say you heard about him, and he will come out and get you on the schedule for aeration.
And he goes all over Houston.
Everywhere. Like, yeah. Yes.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like way north and way south. Yeah.
Right. So that is your best choice for a beautiful green lawn.
Yes.
It's a great place to start is aeration. So Best Choice Lawn, give them a call. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here in the studio with Anita from Nelson Nursing Water Gardens. And Sherry is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we have a question from Patrick.
Yes.
Patrick showed us a picture. Tell me what the picture was, because I'm...
Yeah, it's a Himalaya or hummingbird bush.
Uh-huh.
And Anita, I'll let you describe what's going on with the hummingbird bush.
Well, I thought it was cute that Patrick described it as the corpse. And then the new bush coming up amongst it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's definite freeze damage, and you would just prune away all that old stuff.
Yeah, okay. So it's about a 5 or 6 foot tall bush, or at least it was last year.
Yeah.
And then all the new growth is coming from the bottom. But you still have the old dead stuff. Because it's a deciduous shrub. It's a perennial.
Yes, it is.
So, or not deciduous, sorry, perennial shrub. So all the old last year stuff is brown. So all the green stuff's coming up. And it's probably about the 3 foot point, and then you have all the ugly still. So he should just cut that back.
And there are quite a few shrubs in Houston that do that, like Esperanza.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even Lantana. And Salvia. Oh,
yeah. Salvias. Yeah, they make a shrubby thing, and then if we have, we can have a tropical winter, and they'll just keep growing, or we can have a really harsh winter like we've had the last two winters, and then they're going to die to the ground. But the roots are fine, so they're going to pop right back up again.
Yeah, and that's when classification of plants is important, like knowing what an annual is, a perennial, deciduous, an evergreen.
Perennial.
Yeah, because then you know how, after we have winter, what do I do? Do I dig it out? Is it done? Or do I cut it back? So those terms are kind of important then.
I just thought a bottle brush is another example of a tender perennial.
Yes.
And most winters it's going to be fine. It's just we've had two back-to-back bad winters.
Right.
I think we're due for a stretch of tropical winters, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, if it's reminiscent of what we went through in the 80s,
then I think
we will. We may have 20 or 30 years with no winter, right?
Yeah.
We'll see. We're supposed to have a really wet winter this year.
I hope so, because I think we're overdrawn at the soil moisture bank all over Houston. You know, I've had 2 years of super dry summers and not a lot of rain in the winter. And I can see, because I have, I have an acre and a half at least of forest.
So and you need the water.
I have so many trees have died. It's just amazing.
Well, I hear we're El Nino is coming back pattern, so it's supposed to be a strong one. So we'll see what happens.
Oh my, strong! I don't have to do.
We are here to answer your questions, though. If you're having any questions or issues with these different plants, you know, it's like, do I pull them? How do I check them? So you know what? Let's touch on that. You mentioned annuals, perennials. Let's just touch on that when we return,
sure.
Because remember, we've got some starter gardeners like me.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some experts. So you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. We'd love to hear from you, and we will return after this.
revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at nelsonplantfood.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Exciting news for this week is that Texas natives now have their own dedicated space in our nursery. This includes several tree varieties, bushes, vines, and perennials. For those of you that like to have it made in the shade, we also just received 6 different varieties of tulip ginger curcumas. Maybe it's heat-loving summer color that you're looking for. We have many colors of Cora vinca and the much-requested Cora cascade vinca, angelonias, pentas, and more. Come in and let us help you get your green on at Plants for All Seasons on Highway 249. Also check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or our website, plantsforallseasons.com. We are easy to find. Just head north on Highway 249, exit Loetta Road, and we are just up on the right. See you soon. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. That was Kelly from Plants for All Seasons. She is actually going to be joining us next week. She will be our Home Show Garden Pro. It's always fun to have everybody in the studio, it's just great. So Anita Nelson is here in the studio from Nelson Nursery Water Gardens. And Anita and Sherry, we've got Bobby on the line. Good morning, Bobby. What do you have for the ladies?
Hi there.
Hello.
Hey, we have some, our flower bed has little flowers in it, stuff like that. And there are these orange bugs that look like they have 6 legs.
Okay.
But
yeah,
I need to know what kind of insecticide to put on them because they're sucking the, they seem like they're making the plants, you know, wilt and stuff like that. And even one of them's got started getting some dark spots on the leaves, like it might be a black mold.
Okay. So without seeing it, I'm making a guess. Now, when you see those bugs, orange bugs, black legs, are they all together? Or is there just like one here and one there?
Yeah, it's not totally infested.
Okay. So if it's not totally infested, then it sounds like an assassin bug. And an assassin bug is a beneficial insect that's actually eating harmful bugs.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So we need to figure out who the bug is. Or are the assassin bugs able to keep up with the infestation? Because they're the insecticide. They're nature's insecticide, right? So what of the Home Show Garden Pros are you closest to? What part of
Dickinson?
Town? Dickinson? So that's south?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens.
Yeah, if you can get eyes on it just to verify and then figure out what is wrong with the plants. Like, do they have an aphid infestation? Do you need to release some ladybugs to kind of put more men on the job or ladies on the job? Yes, they'll eat aphids. Yeah, it sounds like it's aphids. So
I think it's aphids.
Yeah. And so your assassin bugs always get blamed for the problem, but they're actually trying to fix it for you. So I wouldn't necessarily go just spray insecticide everywhere, but let's figure out, is it indeed aphids? And the aphids will, like, suck the juices out of the plant and leave that kind of sooty black secretion. Yeah, and so in plants that are stressed out are going to attract aphids. So if we can figure out how to take the stress off of them, spray things
like... It's getting hot and dry, you know.
Yeah, so if you can take the stress off of them, like spray things like the liquid seaweed to take the stress off the plant, help them get through. That's if you want those flowers there anymore. If they're not looking good and you're like, okay, if I just remove them, I removed the problem and just have some nice fresh mulch down. But if you want to try to save them, we need to take the stress off the plant.
Great point.
Oh, they're the flowers are doing great. We don't want to move them.
Okay.
But how do you get rid of aphids then?
Well, one, we need to remove the stress. So if you do need to do some hand watering on them, don't rely on a sprinkler system. Put a nice little layer of a hardwood shredded mulch down. That will kind of cool the soil. Spray your liquid seaweed, and you can release ladybugs, or if you wanted to use an insecticide, you can spray an insecticide that's listed for aphids. Most of them are. Neem oil, takedown garden spray. So there's several options, but if you don't remove that stress, the insects will keep coming back.
Mm, I love the idea of releasing ladybugs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Don't use malathion.
I wouldn't use malathion because I don't find it to be super effective anymore. It used to be one of those products that worked for everything. Mm-hmm. But our water pH has changed. And so by the time you mix the malathion with the water, it's basically neutralized. Oh, so you're basically just spraying water.
And it smells awful.
Even if it's well water?
You know, well water, I'd have to know the pH, but I mean, you could try it, but I'm just not a huge fan of the malathion, and you're going to kill all your beneficials too.
Okay.
Yeah. And one thing it said, don't use on, flower plants.
Yeah. Because you'll probably burn the petals, and then that just kind of voids your whole point of having the flowers there. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, who sells liquid seaweed?
Any of the Home Show Garden pros sell it. So if you just go to homeshowgardenpros.com, find the nearest location to where you are. And I know Sienna Mulch is south of, maybe that might be close to you. That's Rose Sharon. They have all the MicroLife products, but it's MicroLife liquid seaweed.
And in the Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, they're Richmond Rosenberg areas. So those are the two, the three southern kind of areas that we have.
Right.
We love, I mean, everybody here in the studio uses that MicroLife liquid seaweed.
Yeah.
It is magical.
It cools the plant, takes the stress off of it.
And, safe.
And stressed out plants attract bugs. Just remember that. Anytime you have a plant with a bug on it, we've got to figure out what the stress is.
A bad bug.
And the liquid seaweed will work on the aphids?
It'll take the stress off the plants, and then the beneficial insects will work on the aphids. You got it.
Because we got crepe myrtles that you walk by them and it feels like it's raining.
Yeah, and so that's a symptom of stress. Like, I have a beautiful crepe myrtle, and I rarely ever get an insect on them because my soil is so cool because I use so much of the liquid seaweed. So if you can keep the plants from getting stressed out, you can avoid the bug problems.
Yeah, I think the soil is just getting hot because our soil is really heavy clay.
Yes. Yeah. And by increasing the organic material and using things like the liquid seaweed, you'll cool your whole environment there.
Yeah, we can take care of our plants that way.
Yep.
Does that help?
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day, Bobby.
So there are things to do, and that's what's encouraging. There are ways that we can help our landscaping and our lawn, even here in the summer. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are talking all things beds, garden,
grass,
tomatoes,
trees,
water gardens,
shrubs. So we've got it all here at Home Show Garden Pros, and you can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
We love our house, except for the humps. Those evil humps lead to bumps. Humps and bumps lead to trips and falls. All because our driveway and sidewalk shifted and lifted. Enough is enough. Tom Tynan says what I need is some CRC. Concrete Raising Corporation. Free estimate. Quick fix. Now those humps and bumps are straight and level. Looks better. Safer too. And they'll do it for you. Concrete Raising Corporation. CRC-Houston.com.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens' talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
It's not too late. Look over your summer vegetables, peppers, okra, eggplant, just to name a few. Any grown nice and big in the little 4-inch pot? Loosen the roots, soak them in a root stimulator, then plant. Now back to stimulating information with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. We are back. And here is a company that we love, Landscaper's Pride.
Yes. And we've been talking about it all morning, the importance of mulch.
Right. And that it's under our fingernails.
And Landscaper's Pride makes a whole line of soils, but they have some of our favorite mulches.
Yes.
One in particular, the Black Velvet.
Right. Right.
It is got the name Black Velvet. So you would think, oh, it's dyed, right? But it's not.
No.
So it's very, very safe to use. It's aged to be black.
Yeah.
So it's got more of the humic and fulvic acid that gives it that nice, rich, dark color. I call it dark chocolate. but I love the way that finishes off a bed. It gives you that nice, fresh, clean look. It doesn't have real big pieces in it, so it locks down nicely to keep weeds out, keeps your moisture in, and it's got a good compost component to it.
Yes, it feels like it's got
it
the compost.
It feels like
in
velvet, right?
Yes.
Oh, nice and soft and silky.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very great, high-quality mulch. They craft these mulches and soils, but they also have a hardwood shredded mulch as well, mm-hmm. and a cedar mulch that you could use.
And they are not dyed.
They are not dyed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we love Landscaper's Pride. And like Sherry mentioned, they've got like 26 different bagged products. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So whatever you need, from aggregates to mulches to soils to potting soils, Landscaper's Pride is a go-to for us. We love Landscaper's Pride. Go to homeshowgardenpros.com and you can learn more about Landscaper's Pride.
Yes, I know. We just put 4 or 5 bags out along our driveway.
Yes.
The area where my husband loves to do the blower, like we were talking about before.
Oh, no, I hate the blower.
He loves to do the blower. It's almost a joke with our friends. I always take a picture of Greg's. We're back from vacation. He's already using the blower. It's like his favorite tool to use.
It's his go-to toy.
It is. And so along the driveway where he's doing that blowing,
you might get that bare earth.
Yep, we got to replace the mulch
just
there.
Just like I got.
Yep.
You would think that he'd learn not to do that because you're going to have to spend more money on mulch.
Yeah, well, he knows where to get the mulch. So.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, bring he some has mulch
a,
home, honey.
He has a source. That is so true.
Do we have another caller?
We do not right now. Oh. So, you know, I was thinking, yes, it's hot outside. Okay, mm-hmm. we've heard this.
We live in Houston, right?
We live in Houston. So I remember when I first started kind of getting into gardening, I thought that this was sort of the time to just take a break. Okay, mm-hmm. forget it. I can't do anything. And that is so untrue. I walk into my backyard and I've got the blooming hibiscus, mm-hmm. the Esperanza, which we also have outside the office right here. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful colors. And my lantanas are going absolutely bananas. And my salvias are lovely. So I've got so much color. And there are ways to do that, even in pots. You know, yes. if you've got a beautiful balcony that you want to add some color to, mm-hmm. you can add some of those.
I have that Cascade Vinca in two pots are like 3 feet tall.
Cascade Vinca.
And it's, you know,
just
they
draping
did that.
Over the sides.
They just
yeah,
and then I planted a, I can't remember the name of it.
Mm-hmm. In a pot?
A croton to go above it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
The lots thing in my yard that's making such a show right now, mm-hmm. two different things. I have a big picture window outside mm-hmm. my bathtub, so I just kind of take a bath and look at all the beautiful flowers. But the it's a sunflower. It's a bush-type sunflower.
Yeah.
And on the tag, I thought it was kind of silly because I didn't believe it. It says millions of blooms. I'm telling you what, that plant is unbelievable how many flowers it produces.
Wow. And it's in the ground or in a pot?
In the ground, in full sun.
I love that.
And it gets about 3 foot tall and 3 foot wide. You can't find them right now, so don't go into any nursery.
Yeah.
Try to find them right now. But in the springtime, you can get it, and it's a bush-type sunflower.
And it is
hardy until we have a freeze, so you get several months. Probably millions of blooms. Mm-hmm. I have not counted them. But it never stops.
Every time
I look out there, it just greets you with that big, beautiful sunflower flower.
Well, the native sunflower right now mm-hmm. is just going crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's probably hybridized from that.
Oh, I'm sure. Because the Sun Believable is a smaller. It's not the big, huge flower.
And the native Texas. And maybe I'm wrong, but I remember hearing that sunflowers are native to North America. Mm-hmm. And they were brought to finishing school in Europe to be bred to be the big sunflowers. I'm not sure if it's sunflowers. But the ones we have that you see if you drive around the countryside, they get to be about 6 feet tall or so. Yeah. And they're loaded with blossoms.
Loaded with
right
flowers.
Now.
And the roots are edible.
Oh,
someone
really?
Was telling me they have like a potato consistency.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Interesting. Beautiful. Yeah. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And when we return, we're going to find out what the other thing is that you were talking about for your yard, Miss Sherry. Okay. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. We'll return after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Sienna Mulch. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rocheron. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 281-833-3333.
And we're back. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sherry, and I'm here with Sandy and Anita answering all your lawn and garden questions. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. But before we went for our break, we were talking about, like, superstar plants in my yard in particular. But I'm sure these are in some of your yards, too. But the other one that I was talking about was the Thryallis.
Yes.
Thryallis is putting on a show right now. You know, it takes forever, and it's like, is it going to bloom? Is it going to bloom? And then, boom. I look out there. Beautiful yellow blooms. It gets about 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide. Bushy, real upward growth habit. Just gorgeous little flowers, little yellow flowers. But all the lantanas as well. Like I did the bandana series lantana. You know, there's the new gold that everybody sees, the yellow flowers that kind of spreads out. But the bandana series... In the Lucky series, they get about 2 foot tall and 2 foot wide. And there are so many flowers on them. And just the brightest, like, red and hot pink. And and the lavender one. That's my daughter's favorite.
How often do you water those plants?
Not often.
There you go.
You know, and I planted them early enough that they were able to get established while we were getting that rain that we had in April. And so if you can do some planning, get things planted early, then once we get this hot...
Yeah.
Dry weather.
They're set.
You know, the occasional sprinkler system watering is enough, or if we get that passing rainstorm. But I haven't had to do much watering on them.
They're tough.
Yeah.
They are tough. And I know Anita gets tired of me talking about lantana obsession. And they are so crazy tough. So I've transplanted them. I transplanted a whole set right before the big Uri freeze.
Right.
And I thought for sure. I was like, okay, they're gone. I mean, they are so obnoxiously huge. Mm-hmm. And they are just – I like them because, one, they're tough. And, two – You don't think they are because those flowers are so delicate.
Yeah.
But boy, those stems are just, you know, they can take anything. Now,
and that's what I love about that bandana series, because you were saying the other ones get so huge. Like, I have a pretty small yard.
Uh-huh.
Not a lot of, I mean, all that's in my backyard is a pool and flower beds.
But
they're not real deep beds because we don't have a huge yard. But I like the bandana series because they don't eat your yard.
Okay. All righty. They don't get too big.
The lantanas can do that.
Yes.
They can get that big.
Absolutely.
Okay. So when – ouch, I just hit my elbow, my funny bone. So on the lantanas that are getting huge, when can I trim those? What time of year?
Well, I mean, typically you can do pruning, like shaping, anytime that you feel need to. You agree, Anita?
Oh, yeah, because they're tough.
They're tough.
They can take it.
I just wouldn't do mine right now because I would be forfeiting some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, mm-hmm. I've seen abandoned homes and the lantana, everything's dried up.
That's
but the lantana
just,
and the roses are still
right?
growing.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And this rose that I have, uh-huh. I planted it 2 years ago. It's called Trumpeter. It's got a kind of a miniature-sized rose, brightest orangey-red you've ever seen.
Oh, beautiful.
And it does not stop blooming. Doesn't stop blooming. Made it through the freeze.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just gorgeous.
We have so many options for color.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got questions or concerns about, I want color in a container, mm-hmm. I want color in my bed, I want color that's an annual or a perennial, then give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Morning, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We love our MicroLife. MicroLife, you can use it all year round, no matter what products that you're needing to use. And I know recently I've been told by our Home Show Garden Pros that a good thing to use right now would be the Humates Plus
mm-hmm.
on my lawn, that to get that nutrient in there. And you've also heard us talking about the liquid products. We love the liquid seaweed to use. You know, why do we talk about MicroLife? Why do we love MicroLife? It's safe.
Mm-hmm.
It's organic. It's healthy for your soils, your
non-burning,
plants.
Non-burning, right?
Non-burning. It's not going to hurt the people. And you really can't overuse.
Right. And one of the benefits from the Humates Plus right now mm-hmm. is going to be it will pull moisture out of the atmosphere, like the humic acid in there.
Okay.
So that decreases the amount you have to water. So if your yard's right. just completely stressed out,
mm-hmm.
putting that out is going to help.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have all sorts of different granule products to choose from for your lawn and your landscaping. And I love that you can use them on lawn and landscaping.
Yes.
You know, it's not structured. It's just a great product and so many different products to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So we love our MicroLife. MicroLife products are nutritious for your soils and plant foods for your gardens, flowers, vegetables, and lawns. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro, homeshowgardenpros.com or microlifefertilizer.com. And we have got a caller on the line. Joseph is on the line. Good morning, Joseph. How are you? Joseph?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Justin.
Justin.
Hey,
how are you? Good morning.
I'm fine. I thought I want to start talking. It wasn't my turn. So anyway, yes, I bought about 4 years ago, I bought these dwarf crepe myrtles. And they had these dark blue. We got crepe myrtles all over the place. They have these dark blooms on them. And I can't remember the name, like ebony or wheat anyway. So I planted them and I had drippers on them. And two of them, they were like, you know, like 3 gallons or whatever. Well, two of them died that next year. They were dead. And then two of them are, to this day, are just a stick about 3 foot high.
Hmm.
And so is there anything you can do to, I mean, I don't know if they're in the wrong location, if the soil's bad, Is there anything you can do to one last chance for you? I just dig them up and put something else in.
Okay, ladies, how can we nurture that crepe myrtle?
I know what variety you speak of. Can't remember
with the dark ebony fire.
Yeah, ebony. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never had one blue.
Uh-oh. Shade or sun?
I just wonder about those plants that have been hybridized to the point where their foliage is black and they're small. They're dwarfed down. I think they don't have as much vigor. And then we've had such a stressful 2 years. So I think they need to be babied with everything we've talked about before. With the Humates Plus and the seaweed and all that, I think they'll come back. I think they'll be good.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of crepe myrtles just kind of struggling post-freeze, and then we go into drought, and that's just really hard on them. So I think if you just would, you know, drench them with the seaweed, maybe compost top dress or kind of pamper them along the way,
Sherry,
they're pretty resilient.
Would you recommend pouring it directly undiluted into the soil?
I would dilute it, you know, 4 ounces to a gallon, and just drench that root zone, and then just do some supplemental watering until we kind of
get
some rain again.
Okay.
What about some Humates? You want to put that on there too?
Humates is always beneficial. Absolutely. Yeah.
And you can get those at any of our Home Show Garden Pros. Great products.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think you could kill a crepe myrtle. That's why I bought it. Now, I have actually killed one before.
Yeah.
But you know, 5 of them grew up where that one died. So, I thought if I can't grow a crepe myrtle, then I can't grow
it. No, that's a gorgeous plant. It's worth saving. But like
don't
I said, I
up.
Think a lot of the vigor.
Yeah, the hybridized varieties don't tend to be as hardy.
Yes.
But I think if you just baby it along, it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
and again, I don't know how big, because again, they were in a little pot. They're I don't know how big they actually get. They said they were dwarf or whatever. But
They are dwarf. They'll still get about 8 to 10 foot tall.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's what I was.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. So let's get some compost and liquid seaweed and mulch around it. Water it plenty. And we're going to cross our fingers that he gets his crepe myrtle going.
Yep.
They are fun. And poor guy. He says if he can't grow a crepe myrtle, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Just give us a call at 281-833-3333. I want to remind listeners the website, homeshowgardenpros.com, but also the podcasts. And I know, Anita, you're a big podcast listener. And you can go to Home Show Garden Pros, however you get your podcasts. And Home Show Garden Pros, you can listen to the show because I know folks are busy. And pick it up and you can find out what's going on at Home Show Garden Pros.
Listen while you're weeding.
Yes, listen while you're weeding or seaweeding.
Right?
Yes. And the social media. I know Plants for All Seasons and Enchanted and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Nature's Way Resources, and Spring Gardens Nursery. They all have social media sites, and they are beautiful sites.
And every one of us puts out timely tips.
They do. They
and do. Anita was just talking about her timely tip.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the hummingbirds.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Scouts are showing up now. They always show up in July, so it's time to put out at least one feeder so they know where to
send.
They
scout it out so they know where to bring their
buddies.
Their, yep, their friends too.
But remember, you have to have two feeders.
Oh!
Don't ever put just one out.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, because you'll get the one bully hummingbird who will chase all the other ones away.
Okay. So two hummingbird feeders, and you mentioned in your post this week to use just a little sugar, right?
Yeah,
just a little.
And just we need the scouts, right?
Yes.
Right, and we need to make sure we change that.
Once a week. Put it on your calendar.
I mean, for sure.
But I usually put out four, and I usually have around between 50 and 100.
For
a couple months.
And they eat, just FYI, not only do they have sugar water that they like for their diet, but guess what they eat? Mosquitoes.
Oh, they do. They do.
I didn't know
that. You can't live on sugar alone, not even hummingbirds.
Okay, well, bees, I need to definitely get my second feeder out.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah! Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.